This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the first civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Bhibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri. In the first civil investiture ceremony of 2026 today, the President will confer 66 Padma Awards, including 2 Padma Bhibhushan, 6 Padma Bhushan, and 58 Padma Shri. The remaining Padma Awards will be given in the second round of the civil investiture ceremony to be held later. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and the United States have a strong interest in combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Addressing the gathering at the 250th Independence Day celebrations of the United States in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said that India and US must always be clear about zero tolerance for terrorism. The External Affairs Minister said that both the nations have a common interest in de-risking the global economy and providing the world with more choices. He said that many convergences make both nations effective strategic partners in multiple domains. U.S. President Donald Trump dialed U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore during an event celebrating America's 250 years of independence at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Trump described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a friend and stated that ties between the two nations had never been so close. Mr. Trump said he loves India and even called himself a big fan of PM Modi. Mr. Trump said India can count on him 100%. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. Foreign Minister of Australia Penny Yong, Foreign Minister of Japan Toshimitsu Motegi and Secretary of State of the United States Marco Rubio will participate in the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry said that leaders will exchange views on advancing Quad cooperation across priority areas, review progress on ongoing initiatives and other international issues of mutual concern. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government has made special provisions to exclude all tribal communities from the ambit of the Uniform Civil Code, ensuring that their rights are fully protected. Addressing the Janjatiya Sanskritik Samagam in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the UCC will not infringe upon any tribal rights.
As the Home Minister of the Narendra Modi government, I want to make it clear that no restriction of the UCC will apply to the tribal world or any tribal individual. No violation of tribal rights will occur because of the UCC. In the two states where the Bharatiya Janata Party is in power, Gujarat and Uttarakhand, we have implemented the UCC, and by making special provisions, the Narendra Modi government has worked to keep all the tribal communities out of the purview of the UCC.
On the birth anniversary of the great revolutionary Rash Bihari Bose, Union Home Minister Amit Shah conveyed his salutations to him. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Rash Bihari Bose, through his extraordinary organizational skills, infused new energy into the freedom struggle. The Home Minister noted that the revolutionary founded the Azad Hind Fauj and the Indian Independence League and through the Gadar movement organized Indians on foreign soil as well, ceaselessly keeping the flame of freedom alight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished that the boundless grace of nature, energy of the sun god, sacred blessings of rain enrich everyone's lives with happiness and good fortune. Sharing a Sanskrit quote, the Prime Minister expressed optimism that earth remains green and prosperous forever. Domestic equity markets traded higher today after crude oil prices slipped below the $100 per barrel mark for the first time in over 2 weeks amid hopes of a possible agreement to end the US-Iran conflict. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty rose over 1% each in early trade. Sensex jumped 874 points or 1.15% to reach 76,289 in morning trade, while Nifty climbed 264 points or 1.11% to 23,983 till reports last came in. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 40 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Delhi Capitals set a target of 204 runs for Kolkata Knight Riders. In reply, KKR scored only 163 runs in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.